Hey everybody, it's Tapes and Scales time!
Whoa,
I'm Tim!
I am Max.
And we are...
Wild Stallions?
Wild Stallions!
You did exactly what I wanted you to do with
Good.
No prompt. Good work.
Thanks. I just watched both of those movies.
Because they're great. I've been meaning to watch the second one. I haven't watched that one in a long time.
See, I was the reverse.
You've
I watched
seen that
the
one
second
the
one a bunch, and I have missed Excellent Adventures.
How old were
glad.
You when the second one came out?
Woof. Maybe. We came out in 96.
Maybe.
Somewhere in there, but 9.
So you're like the right age for that.
Yeah.
That adds up.
And the
to
Bill
me.
And Ted cartoon came out, if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Rufus!
It had a comic book, too.
Nice.
Like 2 issues or something.
That sounds about right.
It's the Babes.
Yep. I do like those movies, though.
Oh, the first one I love so much.
The first one's so good.
I want to rewatch the second one. I feel like watching it now as an adult, I would pick up so many things I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because I only watched it when I was younger.
Not too much subtext, but yeah, there's some stuff in there. Like, the first one has more subtext. Like, the judges at the end of the, where they're doing the history thing, is one's named Roe and one's named Wade.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing here? Okay. Like, there's some cool little bits they drop in Excellent Adventure.
So, Max, I'm going to kick us off, and I'm going to do it.
Excellent Adventure.
Not with an Excellent Adventure, but with another documentary.
Nice.
You're going to be mad. So, I decided to start this because I have 2 bad movies, and you, sir, have 2 good movies.
Yep.
So, let's get my schlock out of the way.
Okay.
I watched this movie. Let me just preface this with, I was told to watch this.
Okay.
I would not have chose to watch this.
Okay. Are you going to throw the source of who recommended this under the bus, or are you going to leave them?
Multiple employees and coworkers told me to watch this.
Okay.
We'll blame Christopher J. Headley.
Ooh.
Because he was the first.
Okay.
Behind the Curve.
Okay.
Behind the Curve came out in 2018 documentary. I don't know when I watched it because it's like a fever dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 hour, 36 minutes. It's directed by Daniel J. Clark. It stars Mark K. Sargent, Jaron Campanella, and Dave Chappelle actually makes a cameo.
Huh.
Flat Earthers. Flat Earthers,
I
everybody.
That's what this was.
Yeah, Flat Earthers, a term synonymous with conspiracy theorists who wear tinfoil hats. Meet real Flat Earthers, a small but growing. I can't even read it. It's so funny. Actually, I can't read it at all. I can't read my own handwriting.
Nice.
They're people who believe the Earth is flat, and they believe people are trying to suppress the truth that the Earth is flat. I know Flat Earthers get under your skin.
That's Dan.
Oh.
I am the one who is a Flat Earther.
Oh. Yeah?
Yep.
No?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah, Dan hates Flat Earthers.
Because you're a Flat Earther.
Paul and I are the ones who aren't Globishills in Superliminal films.
Whoa.
Yep.
Sorry, Dan.
Yep.
I had it backwards. Dan, you're going to hate this.
Yep.
You're going to hate this, Dan.
Yep.
Have you seen this documentary?
Globishills. No, I have not. But I think Paul
are you
has.
Are you fucking with me?
What?
That you're a flat earther?
Oh, I'm not a flat earther by
oh,
any stretch.
Okay.
Just, I would call myself a flat earth sympathizer.
Okay, that's fine. No, I don't care what you are.
No.
I just, you really surprised me because you had me going. All right.
I'm no Globishill, though, I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah. Come on. let's not be stupid, Dan.
Yeah, if the Earth was round, there'd just, what, be penguins hanging out on the bottom of the globe? Like, okay, that sounds stupid.
That sounds very stupid.
Yeah, duh. It's stupid because it's not real. The Earth is flat. Come on.
Here at Tapes and Scales, we're very inclusive of everyone's belief, okay? Let me just say.
Well, and if your belief is penguins are walking upside down, then
why would they do that? They barely walk right side up.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous. What's holding them up? Stupid gravity, okay.
Their feet ain't that sticky.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, if something's below you when you drop something, that's how that works.
Do you think Dan threw whatever device he's listening to this podcast yet?
When you said the name of it, I'm sure Dan knows the name of the documentary. I'm sure he was going to freak out when he's like, I know what Max is going to do, and I hate everything.
That's my Dan impersonation.
So why was it recommended to you?
Because they think it's stupid.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny, like, they're like, oh, I'm like mad after watching. I'm like, why? Why are you mad? That seems wrong.
That's a strange thing to be mad at.
Yeah, why be mad? I look at it as, let's see why these people think these things, because I've heard a little bit of it, but I don't know. I've never heard anything from somebody's mouth.
I mean, you're an artist.
I'm
you
an artist.
You've got another horizon. A flat line, Tim.
It's flat.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's round, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I also, besides believing in the flat earth, I also believe there's mole people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in the center of the Earth, but they're dangerously close to just falling out the other side.
They are. They go to, like, you know, what's it? Daedalus, who flew too close to the Earth. That's Icarus. Daedalus was the labyrinth.
Yes.
Icarus flew too close to the sun on his wings of wax, and the mole people are burrowing too far down.
You burrow too close to the bottom of flat Earth, you fall
out.
You fall out, and then you go to Venus?
It's wherever's below us. I mean, it depends on, like, if you believed in domed Earth, you may hit the bottom of the dome.
Ah, that's true.
So, I mean, it depends on how complex you're getting with your flat Earth theory.
No, I just think, well, I mean, come on now. No one knows nobody cares what I think about flat Earth. So, this is a documentary about flat Earth. It has all the main people of the flat Earth movement in it, and
I'm staggered that they would do that.
They're all in it.
Yep.
They love it. I was surprised by this in not a bad way at all. I love the passion of the people.
Tons of it.
I love the I love the just them sticking with it, them with their facts. And I don't know, man.
I think that's why I find it so endearing.
Yeah.
Is because it's the premise is so out there.
It's a weird thing. Like, if you want to tell me that the moon landing was faked, I don't have a problem with that.
No.
Because you could say XYZ, and that's a plausible theory.
Yeah, that's why.
It's trickier to say the Earth is flat, but hey, if you have XYZ, good for you.
Right. Right. I'm just using my senses, right?
Right.
If I drop something, it doesn't roll. It just hits the ground. The flat ground under my feet.
That's right. Dan's so mad. Dan, you're so mad! This is, all kidding aside, this is a very good documentary. It is done very well. The filmmakers have subtle nods that they don't necessarily agree with flat Earth.
Yeah.
But they don't push it on you.
It's not supposed to be funny.
It's not supposed to be funny. They let them say whatever they believe, whatever they want to say. They show them doing their tests. If one fails, it's just like, oh, that failed. And they're like, well, here's why it failed. And they go back to the drawing board. I think this is actually a very good documentary.
Nice.
That being said, it takes a turn towards the end. Because I was fascinated by it. I really was. And then at the end, it just drags.
Okay.
So much.
That makes sense.
Because there's like a...
How do you wrap this up? There's no definitive, like, and they found out the Earth was flat.
I actually like how they ultimately end it,
okay.
But there's this whole talk of the whole time that they're going to start a flat earthers convention and they're going to meet at this place, and they do it. But everything at that moment is so boring and so long.
Sure.
This could have been a montage, and then the movie would have been fine.
Yeah.
They lose me at the end, and it goes on, I'm going to say, roughly another half hour from this point.
Oh, boy.
Right. That's my problem with the movie.
Yeah, that's bad.
Because for that first hour, it was very, very just, concise,
yeah.
And whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As a film, they made it correctly. And then it gets to the end, and I'm like, why are you dragging this out? You've said all the points you need to say. You're just kind of rehashing the same old shit. They have a convention. I get it. You could show me all this real quick.
Right,
I'm proud of them. They got a convention.
Right.
You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
I don't have a convention. You got a convention? Dan?
No.
No?
No, there's no Globist convention.
That's dumb. There is a funny part. They go to where NASA is, and they go into a hangar where I guess they store different shuttles and things.
Okay.
And they're just like, we should go in here, make fun of the globe. And, like, it's just kind of silly, like, the way
right.
it's presented. I don't care what you believe. It's just silly that they're like, let's just go up and see if the door's unlocked.
Yeah.
It was. They're like, oh, somebody's going to get fired for this shit. And they're walking around the inside of this.
That's why I think it's, like, so kind of harmless.
It really is.
It doesn't really hurt anything.
It doesn't.
It's just whatever.
You can think a flat earther is dumb just like a flat earther can think you're dumb.
That's right.
And that's the beauty of it. And I think that's what's conveyed here. It's like, hey, just give them a platform to say what they want to say.
Yeah.
And after watching this, I'm not any more offended or insulted. I don't think they're wacky people. Some of them are, but not because of their belief.
Right.
So some of them are downright terrifying.
Yeah.
But... it's a good documentary as far as a filmmaking standpoint. It's pretty good. IMDb gives it a 6.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Critic scores 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well,
there's five of them.
Yeah.
Audience score 66.
Okay.
And I give it a 6. I've been trying to make it a point to grade mine without looking at any of the other scores beforehand. Yep. It's the first thing I do. So I'm not influenced in any way. And I keep coming close to, I feel the critic scores on Tomatoes, I'm pretty close with. IMDb, yeah. I don't feel I'm too close to that much. Yeah, this is, you should watch it once and then never watch it again.
Yeah, sounds like pretty standard fare.
Standard documentary. What you got? Give me something good.
I got something good. I got 1981's Dragon Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
So this movie's pretty sweet. It is 1 hour and 49 minutes. It is a fantasy film. It was directed by Matthew Robbins. It stars Caitlin Clark, Peter McNichol, and Ian McDermott. It is a movie about a town, well, a land called... All right, so the biggest problem I have with this movie, not the biggest, one of the problems I have with this movie is everything is very similarly named. There's a wizard named Yurlith, and the place is called Yurland. Mm. And it's like, what the hell is it? Like, it's your land. I get that, but, like, come on. Like, can we name the wizard something else?
Steve.
So there's a dragon called Vermithrax, and he is plaguing this land, and in order to kind of satiate the dragon and keep him from attacking the village or the kingdom, they offer up sacrifices.
Okay.
And the king's daughter, aka the princess, decides to rig the lottery so that she can be sacrificed to kind of show them how corrupt this is, that they keep sacrificing people and not just try to defeat the dragon. So the wizard's apprentice, Galen, is appointed upon his death to go try to defeat the dragon before it can devour the princess.
That's a good plot.
Yeah, it's a sweet movie. It's a lot of fun. Vermithrax is an awesome design for a dragon.
It's a
so
great name.
Scary. It's so big. They do such a good job making it really imposing and frightening, and like what it does just by moving to the landscape is great. Like, it feels imposing and horrifying. Awesome job there. The pacing's a little clunky for this movie, and my biggest issue with it is, did you ever see a movie that feels like there are two movies kind of stuck together?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. This is that movie.
Okay.
It feels like this kind of movie about the Caitlin Clark character trying to become, like, she's kind of in love with the Galen character, but the Galen character's in love with the princess. No. And she's not, so it's like this weird, stapled, bizarre, like, love triangle movie, kind of oddly attached to this other, much darker movie. And they're not really sure how to balance the two movies together. Mm. And, like, Galen can use magic-ish, kind of, sort of, and they don't really get too much into it. And it's just a lot of... Too much and too many pieces stapled onto one thing.
Yeah.
Had they just stripped it out to that main story about this corrupt land that's trying to keep its, you know, is it okay to sacrifice one person to save a kingdom? Like, you get into questions like that and this kind of moral play, I think it becomes a lot more interesting of a movie.
Yeah, that might have worked better if they just kind of implied the love triangle.
Mm-hmm. And then they get into this whole, like, you know, and the Caitlin Clark character's like there's like all like a gender kind of non-specificity to the character, and it's a really strange, complex thing they're trying to do that it just feels like it's all kind of tacked on into the, it's really weird. That's the weirdest part, but despite all its shortcomings, it still holds up pretty well.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's a fun one to watch. A little weird, but it comes in under 2 hours, so
nice.
It's a good action flick to watch, and again, just watch it for Vermithrax, because that dragon is awesome.
Vermithrax.
IMDb score 6.7 out of 10, so our usual 6-point middlings. Rotten Tomatoes, critic score 86%.
Okay.
Audience score 62%, and max score of a 7.
All right.
So worth your time. Fun to watch. It is a Disney movie.
Ah.
So that's interesting.
Where's his ride in the theme park?
No.
He's not like on a hidden somewhere animatronically?
Nope.
Lame.
No, but that dragon is awesome looking. It's really cool.
We should make a documentary about finding what's left of that dragon.
Finding Vermithrax?
Finding Vermithrax. Sounds like a good idea.
I mean, we won't have to dig very far because the Earth's flat.
Oh, and it's just going to get worse, too.
It's going to get worse.
What do you got?
Worse.
All right.
I got worse, buddy. I watched the movie that is infamously bad.
Okay.
It is synonymous with bad. And I hadn't seen it, so I said, now's the time to do it.
Okay.
Troll 2.
Hmm.
We're going Troll 2.
Oh, boy.
You've seen Troll 2?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yep, I have seen Troll 2.
Nilbug.
yep.
From 1990. Feels very much 1983, though. By Claudio Fragaggio?
Sure.
As Drake Floyd.
Of course.
Yeah.
Not American it up.
Starring Michael Paul Stevenson, George Hardy, and Margot Prey. This movie's every bit as bad as you've heard. It's not fun to watch. It is a chore to watch. It's not the worst movie I've seen, though, yet. You'll see.
Oh, my God.
A family vacationing in a small town discovers the entire town is inhabited by goblins in disguise as humans who plan to eat them. What's off about that?
The movie's called Troll, and they're about goblins.
That's right. The first one had a troll.
Yep.
Second one got goblins.
Yep.
Second one bad.
Second one is, it's, and you're right, you want it to be good bad so badly.
Yeah.
Like you're just rooting for this to become, like, because in the intro it's awful, and you're like, all right, just become, like, good bad, and I'll be so happy.
Right.
And it never does.
No. Oh, it's awful. It trolls you. It trolls you into thinking it'll become good bad.
Oh, it's so wretched.
The one woman who's like the witch kind of character, whatever she is so over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So over the top. Like, it's just nothing good about this movie.
No, and not even like good fun over the top, just like she's in another movie.
Yeah, it is kind of like that.
It's awful. Like, there's just no real redeeming quality. The most redeeming quality about this movie is the documentary they made called Best Worst Movie.
Yes. And it's my knowledge of that that made me want to watch this.
Yes, and this is complete garbage fire.
Do you recommend watching this before watching that documentary?
No. Just watch the documentary. And be like, oh, Mel, I bet you that movie's kind of, like, you know, I can't believe so many people find this movie endearing. I bet you it's better than people say.
It's not.
It's not. Do not watch it.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. So that being said, we got it out of the way. We did it. I did it for you. I sacrificed myself for you. Don't do it.
Don't watch Troll 2. We just did the oh my God thing, which is the best part of the whole movie.
Oh my God.
They're eating her. Then they're going to eat me. Oh my God. Yeah, that's the best part of the whole movie.
Wow.
That's it. It's a line of diet. It's not creature suits. There's no good effects. I mean, John Carl Beekler worked on this movie, which is a shame because he's capable of far better work than this.
Yeah.
I feel like he was just like, fuck it. I'll take the $100. I have some shit in my shop that I can just throw onto the screen.